Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Houston, Texas, the humidity capital of the world, it's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Hey, everybody. This is your host, Bert Martinez. It is Money for Lunch, and this is Terrific Tuesday. Man, we have an awesome show in store today. On our lunch date this afternoon, this morning, depending on where you're calling in, we have Dr. Judy Goldstone. Judy is a board-certified physician in anti-aging, and when you get a chance, I'm going to brag a little bit about her website because I like her slogan, which is Restore Your Passion for Living Life. And you can check her out at Southern California Center for Anti-Aging. I know it's a little bit of a long name, but worth the extra seconds worth of typing. Also, today on our lunchtime, we're going to be talking with Gregory Musantri, and he is just a gentleman who helps consumers work with charities. And Gregory is a retired IT specialist in Southern Florida, and he works with, again, churches, nonprofits, charity groups, synagogues, helping them raise donations, tithings, and whatever they need. And so he's going to be talking about some of the stuff that they're doing. Also, today on Money for Lunch, we have Robert Fedor. And Robert is the owner of a law firm, which offices in Cleveland and in Chicago. And he works with tax controversies. And, you know, they say there's nothing more sure than taxes and death. And so he's going to at least be taking part of that. Also, Donald Shapiro on the show today, wrapping it up with him later, also talking about some legal strategies. So we have an awesome show. I'm excited to get started here. And and so what I'd like to do is bring on my very first guest. Again, it's Dr. Judy Goldstone, a board-certified physician, an expert in anti-aging and weight loss, and she has devoted her life to helping men and women improve their health using the most sophisticated medical approaches available. Dr. Judy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
I love it. So we have Judge Judy, and now we have Dr. Judy.
That's right.
and I'll say this, you are 10 times more attractive than Judge Judy. No offense to Judge Judy.
Thank you.
All right, so you know what? Let me ask you this. Let me jump right in here because I think that anti-aging sometimes confuses people. So let me ask you, what is anti-aging medicine?
Okay. Anti-aging medicine is basically like advanced preventive medicine. The whole idea is to find disease before it finds you so that you can age in your best form, best mental and physical form. And just like, for example, people want to live longer. Everybody wants to live healthier, more functional. But what we're trying to do is preserve that health span, keep you healthier longer. And also, traditional medicine, everybody knows it focuses on disease. Little is on prevention. The whole idea of this medicine is to try to catch things before they happen.
Now, let me ask you this. With your experiences as a medical provider and healthcare, have insurance companies started getting around this strategy?
Mm-mm, because they pay more for, like, traditionally for disease. They'll pay $30,000 if you get sick and go to the hospital, but they won't pay a couple hundred to help prevent that disease in most
cases. And you know what? It's so funny because now that our government's trying to take over healthcare, you know, it's only going to get worse. And the reality is a lot of these insurance companies don't want to pay the $30,000 when you get in the hospital to begin with. And, you know, and everything could have been resolved by paying, you know, a couple thousand dollars to prevent it all.
For sure. I totally agree. But you know what? People are willing to pay because they're catching on. They're understanding that it's so much better to live healthier and find things before they happen than wait till you're sick.
That's right. And what's the old saying?
An ounce of prevention
is worth a pound of cure.
So true, though. Why don't people get that?
Well, you know what, and so that's my question to you, Dr. Judy. What is your take on America's love affair with obesity and crap lifestyle when we have so much information and there, if people are so knowledgeable? I mean, let's face it, you know that smoking is bad and indulging in anything overindulging anything is bad, but I'm talking about we have become the fattest nation in the country. What's your take on that?
It's another addiction. And also, there's a lot of reasons. First of all, people are sitting much more, working at a computer 8 hours a day or whatever, than going home and sitting in front of the TV. That's just what lifestyle has become. Whereas before we used to be in the farms, walking all day and doing physical labor. The other thing is the availability of cheap, fast food. And it's everywhere. It's on every corner. So people are constantly eating and not exercising. And then there's a lot more stress too. So hormones play into it with elevated cortisol, which is a stress hormone. We have a lot more stress than our ancestors did.
You know, and I think that what I find interesting about that is we probably do have more stress, and I think we are not having as many opportunities to get rid of that stress. As you're saying, you know, we're sitting down all day, we're eating crappy foods, we have all this rat race pressure on us, but yet we're not physical enough to get rid of some of that stress. Do you agree?
I mean, really, I think that's it in a nutshell.
All right, so let me ask you this. Bioidentical hormones, I've seen quite a bit about them recently, and so what are bioidentical hormones, and how are you using them in your practice?
Okay, bioidentical hormones are hormones that have the exact same molecular structure as the hormones in our body. They are made from plants like soy or yam, so some people call them natural, but natural is misleading. The best word is human identical or bioidentical. And our body has the ability to break down those hormones because they look just like our hormones, as opposed to synthetic hormones or some of the brand name ones that you might get from a drug pharmaceutical company. Those, they must change the molecular structure of the hormone in order to patent it. And when they change the structure, that causes a lot of bad side effects.
Gotcha. Okay, so the bioidentical hormones are more natural. They don't go through the they're not as modified or mutated because they're not patent pending on it. And so they're healthier for you.
Well, I mean, healthier is a funny way to put it. If it's done right, yes, it can help prevent disease. But all the hormones have to be balanced and watched constantly. I mean, if you took an excessive amount of bioidentical estrogen, for example, it could be as dangerous as doing a synthetic one. So it has to be balanced, and it is safer if done right.
Well, and that's why you would go to somebody like yourself who would monitor all that and make sure that everything is balanced out, correct?
Correct. That's exactly
right. All right, so hold on a second, Dr. Judy. I got to take a quick commercial break, and then we're right back talking about anti-aging and optimizing your life with Dr. Judy Goldstone after this short break.
Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
Reached at Southern California Center for Anti-Aging.com. And we've been talking about optimizing your health and longevity. And we just got through talking about bioidentical hormones and the pros and cons versus getting the stuff that you see on TV sometimes that has already been tweaked in order to be patented and controlled by large pharmaceutical companies. Let me ask you this, Dr. Judy. What is the evaluation process for an anti-aging program?
It's a pretty comprehensive program. What you do is you come in and you fill out a very thorough medical history, so the doctor knows everything about you. And then you undergo a pretty extensive physical exam. After that, usually you'll get laboratory tests, blood or urine or saliva, mostly blood, though, which tests all your hormones, inflammatory markers, cancer markers, cholesterol, organ function, thyroid the right way. There's different ways to test these hormones, but we as specialists in anti-aging know the right ways to check the hormones. We check testosterone, estrogen, growth hormone, progesterone, insulin, pretty much all the hormones, cortisol. After that, after the results come back, then we put together a program based on what your results show. And we will balance what's out of balance and give you what's missing. The program usually involves four or five things: nutrition, stress reduction, exercise, hormone balancing. Those are about the main ones.
Gotcha, and diet. Gotcha. Diet, yeah. Well, you mentioned nutrition, so diet is part of that. And now let me ask you this. You know, what age do you recommend people starting a program like this? Is it a specific age? Is it over 40 or before 50 or 30? What's your recommendation for starting a program?
Well, for example, in men, testosterone starts to decline very slightly at age 25. Of course, you probably won't notice anything till you're in your mid to late 30s, but as soon as you start noticing the symptoms, and for most people, that's about the late 30s, early 40s.
Gotcha. So for men, it's their testosterone drops off, which messes with really everything. I mean, I remember when at least when I started feeling those symptoms, you know, I was a tough time sleeping, really a tough time keeping my energy going. And, there was just all sorts of different little things. And my testosterone was off just a little bit. But it really played played a lot of havoc with my energy. I was amazed how much it disrupted my life.
It's huge. It really is. And I get even younger men now because the environment, we have so many artificial estrogens in the environment that the ratio of testosterone to estrogen is being thrown out of balance. And you're correct, all the symptoms you said, the fatigue, the low libido, even mental confusion, depression, not sleeping at night, energy, those are huge symptoms.
Right. You know what, and you mentioned about all the environmental issues that we have right now. We had a guest on the show not too long ago who talked about how all the plastic in our society is turning us into an estrogen society, and that men's testosterone are dropping at an alarming rate because of all the plastic that is leaching into our bodies.
It's totally true. I've seen younger and younger men now come in, and I'm just stunned.
So pretty soon we're going to be having less babies and a lot more men that are going to be talking like this.
Could be, unless they get to an anti-aging specialist right away.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this. We're almost out of time, so give us some tips to promote health and longevity.
Well, okay, the obvious one everybody knows is lose weight or stay slim, keep at a normal weight. Keep an active sex life, believe it or not, that promotes longevity. Being social, having friends, being a regular exerciser, don't start smoking or quit if you already do. Keep yourself mentally stimulated. Some people do crosswords, whatever it is that you like to do. Keep your stress level low and make good food choices.
I love it. It's amazing to me, and I know it sounds funny, that, sex is a great stress reliever. It's great, for so many little remedies, you know. I mean, there's just something about connecting with somebody on that basis. So I think that's a great tip. And obviously food's important and working out. So, Dr. Judy, I certainly have appreciated you being on the show today. And if somebody wants to find out a little bit more about Dr. Judy, they can go to, where's my notes? They can go to the Southern California Center for Anti-Aging.com. Dr. Judy Goldstone, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you so much.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.